Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. And intern John is wearing a Jimmy Butler jersey. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am fantabulous. How are you, sir?
I tell you what, I'm doing well. We just got a straight up off the top rope tweet to get things moving this morning. I'm fired up, B. I driving downtown this morning, I couldn't help but think about all the things I'm excited for tomorrow. Commanders. Dude, it's literally the Commanders' debut. It's the first ever Commanders game. And I know it's preseason, and we'll probably say all these same things again on September 9th, whatever our Friday show is before the opener. But damn, football's here, B. The Ravens did Ravens things last night. The Patriots covered. God bless America. Like, football is here, B. We're going to watch the team that you gave blood, sweat, tears to.
Oh, yeah.
We get to watch them play football tomorrow.
Yeah. And I think getting back on the field and things of that nature, I watched two games last night that I was thoroughly impressed by when it came down to preseason. I hear the approach. I hear things that we say around here. I see the narratives. But I hope we go out there and perform like those teams did. I think Baltimore and the Titans, they came out playing like they play in the regular season. And I'm talking about from start to finish, you got the backups who seem to have gotten the message. Guys that probably won't be there got the message. Turn on the Giants and the Patriots. The Giants seem to, be a pain or a thorn in the Patriots' side no matter when they play. Regular season, playoffs, Super Bowl, whenever. They normally seem to be able to handle it. I just saw some football being played, helmets being
popped.
They've been popping people and hitting and things. I was impressed. And I know people like to say training camp preseason doesn't matter. Tell that to the Baltimore Ravens, who seem to approach it in a way where every time we go into battle against somebody, our object is to win the damn game. And I think that is something to be said about that when you always have the mindset of trying to win.
My thing with preseason, and the problem until real football starts, is people can always rationalize away why things aren't going well. Oh, it's August. Oh, it's preseason. Oh, this. Oh, that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's your second team against their second team, you still want your second team to perform.
Yeah.
Threes, fours, whoever it is.
If it's my second team against their first team, you know what I want to see? I want to see the guys who are going to show up and not cower. Listen. I came into this league with guys, and I watched guys after me and before me where they didn't give a damn that you were a first rounder or a first teamer. They were trying to make their name off of you. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I think that mindset has to be there. Just because I have my second team on the field doesn't mean I have to automatically assume that they're going to get road graded. If my second team would go out there and have success against your first team, you know what? I begin to say now my team is not only strong at the top, it's starting to go strong at the second, the third, the fourth. I see something in that.
You know what I would like? Where's Matt Valdez? I wouldn't mind a senior Ravens insider account. Johnny, see if you can track down Valdez. Tyler Huntley was 16 of 18 last night.
Yeah.
For 100 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know how great that feels to have a legit backup that could come in and win you games? And we saw enough of Huntley last year that he's not probably a starter, but he can really come in and help you for two, three games.
But the thing about them, what I absolutely love about the Ravens quarterback, everybody does the same things. They don't have a running guy, and then I got my passer behind him, but I got to change the complete offense. If anything goes down from 1 to 3, they all are the same quarterbacks. And I think that it's something to be said about that. When you construct your team, you build your team according to how you want to do things, not how everybody else want to do it. If Lamar goes down, the second team guy comes in, he does the same stuff he does. He's not as fast as Lamar.
Nobody is.
And then the third guy, he comes in, they just have it the same way, which makes a lot of sense.
Football Friday, and from the Dundalk Times senior Ravens investigative reporter, Matt Valdez.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you think of watching your boys in purple last night?
Oh, picking up right where they left off. 21 in a row now.
Do you care about the preseason win streak?
I care because I like quirky things and kind of fluke things, and it's gotten so outrageous because I think there's some sort of luck involved to win a regular season football game. But in the preseason, I think it's just a ton of luck, especially in the fourth quarter.
Don't you think it's something that has galvanized the team? Because you watch when those later guys go in, they're not going through the motions.
I think it speaks a lot about the organization and the scouting that the organization does, being able to find a lot of these good players that can play in the fourth quarter of a preseason game. And I think it's kind of lame, but they're just preparing them to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those things where these rookies or these undrafted free agents, they need to learn how to win in the National Football League. And maybe they take it too seriously, but it works, and it's fun.
I don't think you could take it too seriously when the results generally translate. The Ravens are generally pretty damn good.
Right.
And to your point about the flukiness of the regular season, like Lamar gets bubble guts, they go from the one seed out of the playoffs, like those things happen. But like the demand of seriousness about their business, I think can't be understated.
Everyone says it means something. You know what I
right.
mean? You can't just, you know, negate the fact that they won 21 games in a row in the preseason. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, it means something.
But they live in the playoffs for the most part as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that stuff starts to correlate.
Perennial contenders.
Yeah. Like, I tell you, my dad always told me.
Imagine being able to say that, perennial contenders.
Mitchell, you can do anything. Every time you go out there, you're representing the family. That's why I don't give a damn if I'm playing checkers, I'm playing rolling dice, whatever. I'm trying to beat your ass at it. And I think that is something to be said about having that mindset, because I watch all their guys perform, but I watch some other teams where after the starters go out, it's like Chinese fire drill. You can't have that. You got to be able to go out there and perform every damn time, no matter who it is. And I think the Ravens do a great job of that.
It's fun. It's fun to watch. And I think we live in like a weird time now where youth, they say, well, you're a tryhard. You know what? You've ever heard that expression before?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're playing pickup basketball and you're scoring 20 points, well, you're a tryhard.
Yeah,
well,
because everybody
what's wrong
be lazy.
With being a tryhard?
Like you're playing defense?
Yeah.
What the hell, dude?
Yeah.
You know what that
what's,
does?
What's wrong with
you know what
being a tryhard?
You know what really, I give you the real definition of a tryhard.
A winner.
The real definition of a tryhard is the guy that makes you have to do more than you want to just go pass by. Like the guy that comes out and playing a little harder, then now the coach see how far you are behind, how little you're actually doing. It's the person that makes you have to get off your ass and go out there and do something more. So I would want 53 tryhards instead of having one tryhard and 52 other guys that sit around and just go through the motions.
I just know it's fun. It's fun to watch. And it's getting to the point where you feel like it's one of those things where I just got to watch it because I got to see when it ends.
I know we lean on you for your Ravens
coverage. Oh, yeah, my expertise.
You do a hell of a job for the Dundalk Times. But last night you got to watch Malik Willis for the Titans also. I mean, a guy that there was a ton of intrigue around. What did you think of Willis's
game? I thought he did very well. He was kind of like a deer in headlights at first, but I think once he got his sea legs under him.
Going from Liberty to the NFL is a pretty big jump.
And then I think once he made that long completion, even though it was kind of a blown coverage, but I feel like once he made that long completion, he really settled in. But he's definitely fast as hell. He juked Kyle Hamilton in the backfield, which would have been a 5-yard loss when he went in for the touchdown score. Hamilton's no joke.
Yeah. He moves more.
It's your first rounder, right?
Yeah.
He looks like, you know, you got people that are fast, but they have that long stride. They look slower than what they are. He had that little look to me. Like when you see Lamar run, you're like, this dude can get it. Uh-huh. But Malik kind of, he has this little thing about him where it's smooth. It doesn't look like boom, fast. You know what I'm saying? He was good.
He's got a hose for an arm. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Big time, for sure. Thank you.
Yes.
O's going to make the playoffs? We're just going all Baltimore.
I'm crossing my fingers.
I need to get up to Cannon Yards.
You do.
Let's make that happen.
There's plenty of seats available.
What's your Twitter for anybody that wants Ravens coverage?
Matt_Valdez.
All right. Senior. Yeah,
we can talk about Isaiah Likely on Twitter.
Senior Ravens reporter for the Dundalk Times. Congrats on the promotion. I know you were at the Harford County Times previously?
Dispatch,
pardon me. That's Matt Valdez. The other game last night was Giants-Pats. When you think of Giants-Patriots, you think of the two Super Bowl matchups. You think of the helmet catch. You think of Eli. Patriots covered. That's all you need to know. I love just that football's back on TV. Bailey Zappe was slinging it around for the Pats last night.
That's what Zappe does, man.
19-32. That dude threw 32 passes in the preseason.
and he didn't. I mean, he didn't start the game.
Right.
That's the thing about it.
I mean, Zappe slings it. Just, I don't know what to make of this Giants team. I'm not gonna take a lot of declarations from a preseason game, but I do know this. And they were talking about this morning on, I guess, SportsCenter or Get Up or whatever the programming is. But Danny Dimes was getting rocked in that game. You see the shots he was taking?
Yeah.
It's rare that the presumed starter, I would say, is taking that many hits in the preseason.
They're trying to see if this is a guy we're going to move forward with or we're going to say bye-bye. Because, you know, he has to show them that he's the guy that's the future. If not, they're moving on. So, of course, you want him to play.
All right, let's not ignore what's going on right now on social media because things are heating up. We'll start with Scott Abraham, Channel 7 News, got an interview with Carson Wentz. I think most of the TV folks in town have gotten interviews with Carson Wentz. I know I've talked to him a couple times for NBC. Carson's been really gracious with his time. He's answered everything. Everybody's asked versions of the same question. Yo, you're on your third team in 3 years, how's this going to go, right? Like, every fan has the same question.
Yeah.
Every NFL analyst across the country, we can all look and see Carson. He's big, he's strong, he's got a big arm. The numbers are pretty good. We've had analysts from Indy. We had Ruben Frank on yesterday from Philly. Most of the folks that have covered him and spent a lot of time have kind of the same message. He's pretty good most of the time. There's going to be some highs. There's going to be some lows.
Yeah.
Then there's off-field stuff that, at least for me, I'm going eyes wide open, but I've seen nothing to demonstrate that he's not a leader or he's not accountable. They've also haven't lost any games. He hasn't thrown any picks. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens when the going gets rough. That's when you learn about people, right? Jason Wright, Commander's team president, took issue with a question for Carson. Jason Wright on Twitter said, "Thankfully, Carson demonstrated grace and class in response to this pompous, unprofessional mess. I recognize you have made a living on childlike provocation, but it needs to be called out. Don't expect special access and good luck building rapport with the guys." That is really, really, really strong.
It's strong, but I don't totally agree with it either. I'll say that straight up publicly.
Yeah.
I think the president of the team should not be responding to that. and to respond in a way like, well, since you asked a tough question, I'm going to punish you. That doesn't seem to be the right way either, because one thing I've learned about the media, you can't expect special treatment when you try to bogart the way people cover your team. So he has a right to say it, but I don't agree with him.
Let's hear the clip that I think bothered Jason Wright.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I don't really think about all that stuff. For me, I'm playing the game that I love, and I have the most confidence of anybody in myself to deliver, to play at a high level, to, you know, be a part of something special here with this team. And so I don't put all that pressure on myself. I don't put, you know, people can feel that way. People can say what they want, and I have no issue with that. You know, that is what it is. But for me, I don't think in those terms.
So, first part, Wentz is a pro and handled it professionally. Number two, I'm a reporter. Like, I ask these questions. Like, I've done this for a while now. Phrasing is a big part of this.
Phrasing is a big part of it, but
you don't say Philly didn't want you, Indy didn't want you. You can say,
it's obvious Indy didn't want him.
Nothing he said is incorrect.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing is incorrect.
What I'm trying to get at is, we can't tell people how to ask questions. Because if I were to come there and say, listen, you're on your third team in 3 years. Do you feel that this is your chance, your final chance to prove? It's the exact same question. But I think that they want to control how everyone is handled there. And I think that's part of the damn problem. Players used to be able to be asked questions that are tough. And by growing up as men, you begin to know how to handle those questions. But I would also say, look at the responses to all the stuff. Most of them are negative towards Jason.
So how about this? Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Florio is one of the biggest names in football media. Maybe the biggest. So Florio quote tweeted Jason and said, this is the problem with league and team-owned media. The teams get used to puff and fluff, and they get upset by fair questions. They expect softballs in exchange for access. These are fair questions that someone who works directly for the team would never ask.
Jason. Never would ask that.
Sure.
And I'll take it a step farther. Most media people in the town would not ask it like that.
Jason replies, you can honestly say Philly didn't want you, Indy didn't want you is an appropriate tone. We value giving extraordinary access to local media, and Lord knows can't avoid hard questions here. But disrespect should never be tolerated, and we should defend our guys when it surfaces.
He said real talk, okay? The perception is that Philly didn't want him. The perception is that Indy didn't want him. Well, they're not the perception.
I don't even think it's perception.
When it comes to Indy, it's not a perception whatsoever, okay? So what's wrong with the question? What's wrong with the question being a little tough and harsh? Now, and I think that's the issue right now, where we are growing up in an AAU mindset where I get
it's
pissed.
It's like the tryhard thing.
I get pissed off. I can control stuff. I get pissed off because of something, I leave. To be honest, what happens right now is, if people don't do what you want them to do, how you want them to do it, I'm going to take access. That's not how the NFL media works. The NFL wants almost everybody discussing them at all times. And most times they don't care if it's negative or positive. They care that they're being covered. So you're going to start pulling access to people because they ask tough-ass questions. Listen, I don't cater to that by no stretch of the imagination. And I really believe that things would be totally different over there, or how things have been handled, if more people would ask the tougher questions to put the pressure there. Because right now what happens is, and I know a bunch of people here that work in the media that refuse to ask the tough-ass questions. Why? Because of access. But the team has been sitting in a certain position for a long damn time. And I have always tried my best to ask the tough questions, say exactly what I see, whether I was playing or in the media. And I understand there are a lot of people that have an attitude with me, but who cares? Because the ultimate thing is, your people that get into this business is mostly opinion driven anyway. And if my opinion is something different than what your opinion is, I'm going to get punished because of it.
Let's be real here. Let's have some real talk, shall we? I have to try to balance an incredibly narrow line. And B, you know this. You know all the behind-the-scenes stuff. I catch a lot of heat from a lot of different places for reasons that I don't really think are fair. What Scott said isn't wrong. You can question his phrasing, and I think where I agree with Jason is, was it trying to be provocative? Sure, but
today is provocative,
right?
I mean, let's look at the Commanders control media. Everything they put out is to make us think something that really we don't see. That's provocative in a different direction. So if they want to totally control what the outside is saying, show me something more than just the highlights. I don't believe in Mike Shanahan mindset. I only want to see the highlight. No, I want to see everything so I can derive a true opinion of what the hell I'm looking at. Try that.
We got a break. I think we open the phones on this just because this is happening in real time, and that's the beauty of radio is you can react in real time. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Johnny, I'm incredibly hungover. I might need you to go get me a coffee. Phone lines are open. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Here's one thing I know. People often ask us, hey, how much you guys must prep a lot for your show, right? Like, you got to sit down and really plan everything out.
That's
not exactly who B and I are, but we have a text thread where we kind of plan things out the night before. But whatever we had planned this morning went out the window when the team president decided to take to Twitter.
And I'll tell him exactly what we did. Check the pancakes. We did an audible.
Exactly.
We did a Peyton Manning.
Omaha.
Omaha. You changed it because you have to do that sometimes.
We haven't even gotten to announce what today is. Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday.
Yes. Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday on a 30 days from the first regular season game.
30 days to a regular
JP,
season.
You can look on my, I posted something this morning.
What'd you post?
Instagram.
I'll pull it up right now.
I was working, bro.
I'm pulling it up right now. 30 days till the opener. 1 day till the preseason opener. Things are moving.
I skipped the preseason opener.
That's fine. Why aren't you coming? There we go. B-Mitch 30. What am I looking for? Oh, 30 days. That is strong, dude. Go check out at B-Mitch 30. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Check it out, at B-Mitch 30. So the news of the day, the news of the last 20 minutes, I suppose. Channel 7, Scott Abraham got an interview with Carson Wentz. Let's hear it, Landfill. We'll just let folks, we're a big believer in letting folks make up their own opinions.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I don't really think about all that stuff. For me, I'm playing the game that I love, and I have the most confidence of anybody in myself to deliver, to play at a high level, to, you know, be a part of something special here with this team. And so I don't put all that pressure on myself. I don't put, you know, people can feel that way. People can say what they want, and I have no issue with that. You know, that is what it is. But for me, I don't think in those terms.
Okay. Landfill, what do you think here? Because so that question got this response from Jason Wright, the Commanders team president. Thankfully, Carson demonstrated grace and class in response to this pompous, unprofessional mess. I recognize you have made a living on childlike provocation, but it needs to be called out. Don't expect special access and good luck building rapport with the guys. And he put at Scott 7 News. So he pulled no punches. He went directly there. I got to be honest, as a journalist, as somebody that has really put my life into doing this the right way, and we all make missteps at times, but Abraham did nothing wrong. Let's be abundantly clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could take issue with the way he phrased things. I wouldn't have. I've interviewed Carson 3 times now on the record, on camera, and I've asked him that question. Perhaps nicer or phrased it different. You can take issue with the phrasing if you want. But he said nothing wrong. The questions aren't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Where my journalist hackles get up, where I get concerned, is the idea of threatening access for asking tough questions. I don't like that one bit.
And I think that right there is part of the reason why. You know, remember when we start talking about certain players? And I don't think fans would even believe I do this. That BOD, benefit of doubt, is given to those who you ask a question to, they answer it, or they don't, but they're always respectful. Just like Jason expects respect from Scott Abraham, what he did was disrespectful as well. You just called a grown-ass man a child. Think about that. You called him pompous, which your response seems pompous. Like, you can't ask us no tough questions like that. And I think ultimately is what this team needs to work on is having some built-up carte blanche. They need to be able to have people willing to give benefit of doubt. But asking a question like that has been, that's not tough. That's not even a tough one. It hurts. The truth hurts, you know? And I think when you ask questions like that, but then, you know, Carson's response, yes, I understand his response is. But you know what his response is a lot? I don't worry about all that stuff. Shouldn't your mind be that I have to get something done now? After things have happened the way that it's happened over the last 13 months, I don't care what most people say. But if I was in his situation, guess what I would be thinking to myself? I need to change something about me or improve what I've been doing.
So, what's really interesting is the conversation now going on between Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, and Jason Wright via Twitter.
First of all, Jason Wright's the president of the football team. I'm going to say this. he should not be going through a back and forth with anybody about a media question. You're the president of this team, taking it to a certain level, making money. This is the last thing he needs to be wasting his time with.
Do you know who Mark Wilf is?
Heard the name.
Vikings ownership?
Vikings team president. But you know why that is perfect? Because neither of you knew who the hell he was. Who's the president of the New England Patriots? Who's the president of the Houston
that
Texans?
That's why I'm trying to tell you. That right there shows small time. You should not have these discussions. What he could have done better, dial Scott Abraham's number and tell Scott Abraham exactly what he's thinking. Now you wouldn't have Florio, who has a lot of eyes and ears on this thing, okay? Florio has a lot of eyes and ears following him. Now people are going to be looking at this saying, whoa, what is this?
1.8 million followers.
So now you got people outside of this area who we always get so, in this area, we care about what the outside people think. We basically just gave them more to think even worse about us.
Pop quiz. Who's Al Guido?
Somebody's president.
Not an extra from Goodfellas. Al Guido is in his sixth season as the president of the San Francisco 49ers.
But think about what I'm saying. And then this
hold on. To your point, let me read this to you because you're going to.
This is not to bash Jason, but I'm just saying, dude, spend your time in the professional manner that presidents of teams do.
Florio says to Jason, this is the problem with league and team-owned media. The teams get used to puff and fluff, and they get upset by fair questions. They expect softballs in exchange for access. These are fair questions that someone who works directly for the team would never ask. He's right. Someone from the team would never ask this. But the insinuation that Carson hasn't been asked this, perhaps in kinder phrasing, is incorrect, but whatever. So Jason responds, you can honestly say Philly didn't want you, Indy didn't want you is an appropriate tone. We value giving extraordinary access to local media. I would cough at that, but that's a different discussion.
But the question is,
but hold on.
Do you control the tone? You can't tell people how to ask questions.
We value giving extraordinary access to local media, and Lord knows we can't avoid hard questions here. But disrespect should never be tolerated, and we should defend our guys when it surfaces. To which Florio responds, it's a subjective question as to whether it's an appropriate tone, but it's definitely what people are saying. Your concern would have been better handled privately. Complaints like these could have a chilling effect on others who are inclined to ask tough but fair questions, which I think is the intended result.
That's it. I said it earlier. You did it publicly because you're trying to stop others from asking questions. But let me tell you how you stop that.
Jason responded.
Win some damn football games.
Do you want to hear the response?
I hear.
I think the tone is obvious. Private conversations have been had and enough is enough. We've spent the last 2 years reintroducing ourselves and establishing a collaborative way of working with media. I might cough at that too. But being kind and values-driven does not mean being a doormat.
You're not being a doormat, but I will say this, just like you went through the list. I've been in this town for 30 years, 30-plus years. And I'm gonna drop a little hint. Don't always make yourself out to be someone that people are going to come after when things start going wrong. Because it's not the president's job to attack media people because they asked a question that he didn't agree with. Okay? Your job is to go and run the football team. You could have had your PR person do that or anybody else. Okay? But that should have been handled privately. And the way you did it, you can't tell a person be respectful and then disrespect them. Because there are people that do not give one bit of damn about the power of a Jason or anybody else for that football team in this area. They're going to say what they say. And now you have the national media waiting to pounce upon anything negative that goes on. That's what you wanted? It wouldn't have happened if this didn't go down. But it's going to happen. And like I say to them all the time, I am not one that is told what to say. I try to be respectful in what I do. But you may not know everything about the area and the stuff you're dealing with. That doesn't work. Strong-arming doesn't work anymore.
I think there's a fundamental misunderstanding, and it's I don't know. Jason says, we spent the last 2 years reintroducing ourselves And that's true. And they the new organization wants to tell you how much they've overhauled everything. It's been 25 years, and 2 years doesn't change.
But
you don't get to hit the reset button when you want. Fans, the city,
as I read through that thing, there was one person who said, exactly what just happened proves that things have not changed. You're reintroducing yourself, but you are following what people before you have done. Okay? And I think that's the thing you got to be careful of. Don't say, hey, it's our new thing. But you keep doing all the same stuff that the old people did. See what I'm saying? So if you are new, do something new. Change some things up. And people will believe you.
We're going to take phone calls next. I'm getting a ton of responses on Twitter. Omer Oates says, good job to Jason for sticking up for his quarterback. Wentz knows that we all have his back. Lord Matthew says, this sounds a lot like the Mike Gundy, I'm a man, I'm 40 rant. Alex Jabs says, Jason Wright has botched every single thing he's been in control of with this franchise. Guys, again, remember, says, I got to be honest, I think the reporter phrased the question distastefully. Jason Wright is standing up for his guy, and you guys are doing the same. What if I came on your radio show and asked you a question that way?
We can ask all kind of stuff. We get told stuff. Who cares?
Right. The commander says, Wright is wearing too many hats. It appears as if he's buying into what so many other Ashburn alum bought into. Taking your calls, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Of all the kerfuffles I expected to walk into this morning, this wasn't one of them. We're going to dive in.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
About a read I have later, I was trying to see if it was T1 or TI, so he played TI.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby.
Yeah.
CK is feeling himself today. He just offered me and Beamich to have a cocktail. I think it's a little early, and I think if I have one, I might be just back to Blotto land, so I'm going to abstain. We also sent intern John to Starbucks, and I didn't realize this, but B-Mitch had a really good point. He's like, man, you sent that kid out in the wild. I was like, what do you mean? It's two blocks away. B's like, man, we're in Southeast. So we hope John's all right.
He's good. He's going to be good, though.
We hope John's okay.
Things are cleaned up. But John's a little green. He'll be all right, though.
Matt Paris, Washington Times, just had a very reasonable tweet, I think, and the journalist in me totally agrees with this. The story of the day is Scott Abraham, Channel 7, got an interview with Carson Wentz. He asked some tough questions. I think you could question the phrasing he used, but the questions were reasonable. Jason Wright responded. Commander's team president, Jason Wright responded, unhappy about it. And Matt Paris just said, this is remarkable for many reasons, but none more so than a team president threatening access because he disagrees with a reporter's tone. Mm-hmm. I agree with Paris all the way there. We're going to open the phone lines up. We got PFT commenter coming on in about 10 minutes. I very much look forward to asking him about this.
I was just saying that.
We'll keep the phone lines going. Doc Walker's joining us at noon. You're going to hear from Curtis Samuel today. We have Ask B. Mitch Anything. Right now, though, let's go to Tyler is in Richmond. What up, Ty?
What's up, JP and B. Mitch? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
We're good, man.
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. And happy Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday to you both.
Damn right.
I got a few points I want to make, one on each individual involved with this conversation. So first I'd like to commend Carson Wentz, obviously, for having the utmost professionalism. Secondly, it's not what the reporter said, it's how he said it. It's pretty simple to me. And, you know, in corporate America, the key to communication is all about how can I call you a Father Ducker politely. So I think he said it wrong. He could have asked, you know, how it didn't work out in India, didn't work out in Philly. Do you think it's going to work out? Do you think this is your last opportunity to make it work? I think the way it came across was kind of disrespectful in his tone and unprofessional. As far as Jason Wright, come on, man. Football season is starting. We don't need any more distractions from football. Get off of social media. I personally have removed myself from all social media platforms. I don't think anything good comes of it. Whatever happened to, if you have a problem with somebody,
well,
be a
said
man.
He called him. Tyler, I appreciate it.
He said he called him, but we don't. Do we know that's facts? Okay, and I think the whole thing about it is,
as somebody that's gotten some calls, I bet
look,
he called.
Look, dude, this is the problem I have with it. I was covered. I've been in this thing in all many different areas. I was a player that was asked questions, and a lot of those questions were very difficult. But you answer them and you move on. I've been on this side where I've asked questions that people took offense to it. I've been on this side where I asked questions and fans have told me I was being too soft with people. Okay? But I know one damn thing. I don't see many presidents doing that. And all these people that want to say taking up for your guys, I played quarterback, okay, at Southwestern Louisiana, where the media scrutiny is not very much. But I had to stand and answer every damn question that was asked to me. Now, you're sitting up here telling me a professional quarterback, the guys who are paid more money than they probably deserve half the time, can't answer the tough questions? Is he the first to ask a question like that? No. Is he the last? Hell no. To whom much is given, much is required. Much is expected. How do you want to say it? So those people in those positions are going to be asked the tough-ass questions. And every time someone asks a tough question, you damn sure can't be saying, I'm going to pull access from you.
Hell no.
That right there, it's a bunch of media people out here. It's a lot of damn media unions as well. That question, that threat, will end up at the desk of Roger Goodell saying, this dude is trying to threaten people just because they're asking questions.
I'm a member of Pro Football Writers of
you
America.
You can't do that. That just like that person just said, you don't want distractions off the field. And that may bring something that you don't want to deal with.
You know who hates all this? Ron Rivera. You know who hates all this? Carson Wentz. You know who wish none of this was happening? The quarterback and the coach.
But the thing of it,
this is just one more thing they got to deal with.
A man asked you a question. You answered it in a professional manner. Let it be over. Now, just like I've said before, you don't want to bring people that don't care about what's going on into a situation. You know how many people now are going to come into this situation? Some on your side, a lot going to be against you. You just make more people get involved. That's the bad thing. And it stays around a lot longer than people expect it to stay around.
I'd add this. I think one of the problems, I think, in Jason's back and forth with Mike Florio is he's like, listen, for 2 years we've been doing this. For 2 years we've been rebuilding. the situation's been broken for 25 years. 2 years is a drop in the bucket. And I recognize that for their hard work, they think it should change. But for the fan base, for the people that have watched this over and over and over with Lucy pulling out the football from Charlie Brown, 2 years is a drop in the bucket. Mm-hmm. And there's a fundamental misunderstanding. If there's a belief that everything should be different, it's going to take some time, man.
As I was going through those comments, because like I don't just read the person's statement. I like to read the comments because I would go on a limb and say 85% or higher were against him going after Abraham. And one person stated that this further proves that things that we said have changed have not. And I think that's the ultimate thing. Don't tell people you're trying to change something and you're working on changing something while doing exactly what the others were doing.
PFT commenter joins us next. Shout out to intern John, who made it to Starbucks and back. I've never been more proud of that young man. John, did you learn anything on your odyssey?
Yeah. Some people are just angry for no reason.
John, have you ever walked around this neighborhood?
I went to Nats Park with Drab once, but that was about it.
It's a different. There's a lot going on when you walk around here.
Yeah, I kind of felt weird carrying these like green Frappuccinos.
Have you ever walked in New York?
Yeah.
Just go walk in New York by yourself completely on any day.
I don't think you should.
When you come back here, you go, oh, this is nothing.
Listen, everybody on the phones, we're going to take the phone calls. We got PFT commenter next. What a day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.